Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In my last podcast, I mentioned various famous space shooter games from the 70s and 80s before focusing solely on a more obscure title in the genre. And this time, I'm here to bring attention to a game that may or may not be considered to be a space shooter, since you control a spaceship, though it's rather circular in shape, and have to deal with strange alien-like enemies in your way. And that game is Crystal Quest. Crystal Quest is an arcade-style action game originally released on Macintosh computers in 1987, being the very first game on the system to support and feature colour. In the game, you must collect all crystals in each level so that the exit gate will open and allow you to proceed to the next level. But in the meantime, you need to carefully maneuver your ship so that it doesn't bump into any mines spread across the level, the walls of the gate, or worse, the enemies, or meanies, that appear from both sides in each level and will do their best to inconvenience you with their unique abilities or overwhelm you with their sheer numbers. But to help combat this, you can pick up smart bombs that will allow you to defeat all enemies on screen at once. And of course, as with most arcade-style games, the levels become significantly harder the further you progress, with more varieties of enemies appearing in levels together, and their numbers becoming so overwhelming that they practically cover the entire level. The game is also known for its rather quirky sound effects, half of which seem to be from a synthesizer, and the other half being vocals, likely recorded by one of the developers. Crystal Quest was later ported over to the Amiga and Nintendo Game Boy consoles, as well as the iOS system. And then in 2006, the game was remade for the Xbox 360 via the Xbox Live Arcade, along with Windows Vista via the now-defunct MSN Games, developed by Stainless Games, who are based in the Isle of Wight and are best known for creating the Carmageddon series of games, which were infamous for their encouragement of violence. Anyway, in the 2006 remake of Crystal Quest, along with featuring a brand new pseudo-3D art style and techno background music, this version of the game also features the original 1987 version of the game, with its computer mouse controls adapted to home console analog and trigger controls. And though the inclusion of classic mode in Crystal Quest plays rather identically to its original release, the glaring difference this version has is that the sound when completing a level has been modified into a sci-fi gateway noise, because the original sound in the 1987 release is rather inappropriate for the genre of game this is. And somewhat more recently, the 1987 version of Crystal Quest released on the computer gaming platform Steam in 2016 under the title Crystal Quest Classic. And before you ask, yes, this version retains the original level completion sound in all its baffling glory. Although, it's still possible to purchase and play the Xbox 360 version of the game for the Xbox Series X and Series S consoles, despite its age. However, the Windows Vista version of the game appears to have been completely lost to time, as there was no download available anywhere on the internet, effectively making it a piece of lost media. Join me again next time